The best of Call for Country this week.
Hey, Call for Country, who's this?
Leonard James.
Hey, Leonard, how you doing tonight, man?
Not bad.
So would you rather go back to the past and meet your loved ones that have passed away, or would you rather go to the future and meet your children or grandchildren to be?
I'd go to the past, and I got hurt December 3rd of 83, and I wouldn't be driving. Like, I got tired and I fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh.
And I become a paraplegic and a blind man out of that. Like, I worked 16 hours, I got 8 hours off, worked another 16, got 8 hours off, worked another 16, and then tried coming home on the last, the third 16, and I fell asleep at the wheel.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, if I have a time traveling machine, you're the first one I'll talk to, all right?
Okay.
Can't call your grandchildren.
Yeah, you think so, hey? Wonder what the world would be like in about 30 years from now. That's a question that is going to be interesting to find out what the answer is.
All that debt we got piled up, it's going to be about another 50 years maybe.
Maybe by then we'll have it figured out, eh?
Yeah, it could be.
Question for you. Would you rather go back to the past and meet your loved ones, maybe who passed away? Or would you want to go to the future and meet your children or grandchildren to be?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a tricky one.
Maybe I'll take both of them.
You take both. You're a time-traveling maniac. What year would you want to go back to?
67.
67. Why specifically that year?
Well, I was still single.
Fair enough. I won't ask any more questions from there. Would you rather go back to the past and meet your loved ones that have passed away, or go to the future and meet your grandchildren to be?
I would much rather go to the past.
Yeah, what year do you think, Dwayne?
I was born about 4 years after my great-grandfather passed away. Would love to meet him.
Yeah, what's a story that you remember about your great-grandpa, if you have any?
He was a small farmer in the Albina area. Anyways, he was a hard worker, is all I knew.
Yeah, those pioneers back in the day, they were certainly hard workers. We can't say enough about them, eh?
Guaranteed, yeah.
Call for Country, who's this?
This is John.
Would you rather always do the cooking or always do the cleaning?
Well, depends who.
Ah.
If a bunch of pigs come in, I'd rather do the cooking.
Yeah.
Whatever I can cook.
Yeah, but if it's just you on your own?
If it's just you and the average person, well, then I could clean up.
Hey, Call for Country, who's this?
Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. How are you tonight?
Not too bad.
Good to hear. So we got a fun little topic on the show tonight. A piece of advice you think every young person needs to hear.
Save up for what you want and stay in your means. And also pay to yourself instead to the bank.
So you're saying don't take out any high interest loans today, hey?
Right.
Call for Country every weekday night from 6 till 9 and Sundays from 8 till noon. Only on CJWW.